This is a podcast from Newstalk Radio 710 WOR. You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is the night he takes me through a tour of the Kosciuszko Street sewer.
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. You're listening to Taxi Dave. Boy, we missed you last week, folks. I didn't know I was going to be preempted by a basketball game, but stuff happens. It's Thanksgiving week. I just got off a plane, just walked into the studio 5 minutes ago, so I'm glad I can make it. We're here with Frank Venezia. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
Me? I'm fantastic. Hey, let me ask you something. It's Thanksgiving week. Would you stop for a duck if a duck was in the crosswalk?
Yes, I would, regardless
would you,
of
would
it
you
being...
What if the duck was 6.5 feet tall on the corner? Would you stop for it?
Well, it depends. He must have been passing out newspapers or flyers and doing something else. I want to hear about the 6-foot duck.
Well, there are some motorists in Fort Lee, New Jersey, that are very angry because they were issued $230 summonses for not yielding to a pedestrian. But the pedestrian was dressed in a duck uniform, a duck costume, and was standing on the corner, would take one step into the crosswalk. I mean, you get a $230 summons for not yielding to a pedestrian, but it was a duck! It was like, what's going on here? It's not Halloween, I'm getting out of here. I would have blown through the red light, too.
You're not stopping and shaking hands with the duck, whether it's in Fort Lee or any place else.
Hey, listen, Governor Christie better get his stuff together. You know, he definitely has too much time on his hands. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. You know, what do we have to be thankful for? The reason I flew in, there was a death in my family. My mother-in-law, Hilda Cohn, passed away. And... you know, you reflect when someone in your family passes. I mean, you reflect on life, you know, the cliches, oh, how short it was, how short life is, you have to enjoy every day. You know, it's so true. And especially around this time, Thanksgiving. You know, another, in the industry, there were people behind the scenes who work in offices, sometimes for decades, that never get recognition. And this week, a young lady by the name of Melinda McKay passed away also. I mean, she's been working for 30 or 40 years in the taxi industry. So our condolences go out to my family and friends of Hilda Cohn and the friends and family of Melinda McKay as well. You know who's having a real bad Thanksgiving week, Frank?
Other than the duck in Fort Lee?
Bill Cosby. But that has nothing to do with transportation, so we'll just leave that alone. Listen, I want you to call us here at 800-321-0710. Do you think that police officers should wear cameras when they issue moving violations? I can't begin to tell you, folks, how many complaints I'm getting. Now it's on a daily basis. You know, Mr. Pollock, Taxi Dave, I have these two summonses. I have these three summonses. I did nothing wrong. Once in a while, you can say, yeah, you know, the guy tells me, yeah, I did this wrong, and I got three summonses, but I should have only gotten one. But every day, guys with clean driving records coming in saying, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm getting these moving violations. It's going to put me out of business. 6 points. 6 points within 10 months, and you lose your hack license temporarily. 10 points, and it's revoked. So I want to know if you think that police should wear those cameras. You remember the public advocate, Tish, that's what her friends call her, and Letitia James, and, you know, she was pushing for police officers to wear cameras when they make arrests. Well, why not in Midtown Manhattan? I mean, it's a we know what it is, 23rd Street to 59th Street, 8th Avenue to 1st Avenue. Maybe there should be cameras for moving violations in there. Anyway, give us a call at 800-321-0710. Now, I want to tell you, I was on Route 80. For all you Jersey folks, you know Route 80. And when you leave the George Washington Bridge, you leave New York City, George Washington Bridge, you go down this hill of Route 80, and it splits Route 80. There's an express lane with two lanes, and there's a local lane with three lanes. So I'm in the local lanes doing 55 or 60 miles an hour in the left lane, minding my own business, and I see the express lanes are stopped. It's in the evening, and there's obviously an accident. Okay? Totally stopped. I'm doing 55 or 60 miles an hour in the left lane of the local lanes. And the idiots who cross medians on highways, where are the cops when you need them? From a stop in the express lane, vehicles start crossing the median with disregard for people in the local lanes who are driving normally, like me. Yes, I had to hit the brakes, burn rubber. Car skidded sideways, like, what the heck's going on here? They don't even yield. Oh, I'm stopped. I'm going into the local lanes from the express lanes. That ever happened to you? 800-321-0710. I mean, it's not common courtesy. It's life and death. Look before you leap. Yield. Let alone it's against the law to drive over the medians. I bet if there was a 6.5-foot duck there, they would have stopped.
or he really would have had a problem.
Oh, gosh. Let me just see what's going on here. Okay. Next week, I think we will have the public advocate on. And we're going to ask her take on it. But I want to hear your take on it. In fact, anything interesting happened to you? People jumping express lanes? Any interesting driving stories? It's Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? We had Mark Simone on before us. What a great guy he is. You know, he's my favorite DJ, by the way, on WOR 710. I love Mark Simone. And Kristen Marks did a great job with the news and weather and sports, as she always does. You know, so I'm thankful to have a team like that here. I'm thankful to have a great family. I'm thankful that I'm still vertical. Vertical's good, Frank.
Vertical's a great thing. Seeing the sun every day or even the clouds is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. The last show that we aired, we had two commissioners on, the DOT commissioner, New York City Department of Transportation, Polly Trottenberg, and at the same time, we had the New York City Taxi and Limousine commissioner, Mira Zoshi. They had a very hot and heavy meeting this week, from what I understand, and it had to do with Uber. We'll get to Uber in a little while. I know a lot of you probably want to talk about that. Also, there's a great new website, and the website is nyctaxinews.com. At least that's what I think it is. With us now from Florida is Abe. Hey, Abe, how you doing?
Okay, Dave. You know, I went to a funeral myself this weekend. You know, and an old friend of mine who drove a taxi in New York City in the 1980s, he moved to Florida around 1987, 1988, and became a high school teacher.
What was his name?
Dave Pike. He passed away at the very young age of 62.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, he loved driving a taxi. Me and him used to ride around in two different cabs and stay in touch on the CB radio. And, that was when we could do that. You know, I don't think you could do that nowadays. You can't have any electronic devices in the cab, except if you're an Uber driver.
So why don't you tell us about this website?
NYCTaxiNews.com. I started this site about a month ago. It occurred to me that there's a lot of news that comes out every day in the taxi industry, and very few of it gets through the media, to the average taxi guy. And I wanted to create a website where people could log on every day and just read what's new in the taxi business, what's going on, all the controversial stuff with Uber and whatever. I'm spending 2-3 hours a day going through all the news stories, and people should get a chance to just go online
so
and see all the stories.
So if you're interested in taxi news in New York City, taxi news in New York City, go to NYCTaxiNews.com.
Right, that's
hey,
right.
You're doing a service to the industry. Thank you so much for helping the industry. Thanks so much for listening and calling Taxi Days Radio Show. Definitely appreciate it. And
okay.
I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
Would you stop for a 6.5-foot duck on the corner if he stepped into the crosswalk?
I would stop for anybody to step into the crosswalk, be it a dog, a cat, a duck, a police officer. Okay, and I do think that police officers should have cameras in their police car to prove that the summonses that they're giving out are real.
Oh, there you go. One last question. Have you ever experienced a vehicle crossing the median from an express lane to a local lane or vice versa to beat the traffic right in front of you without yielding or looking?
Well, I've seen just about everything possible, 42 years driving the New York City cab. And, I tell people the best way to drive is slow. Okay, because that gives you, and I know it's difficult, people get in the cab and they, driver, step on it, I'm in a hurry, don't listen. Okay, just, what I used to do is I used to say okay and then just drive slow. Okay, no matter what they said, I drove slow. Okay, go ahead.
Did you hear the show when the two commissioners were on the Taxi Dave radio show? Well, I just want you to know, Abe, that an industry notice did go out, number 1445. TLC reminds driver licensees of proper operation in bus lanes. A lot of drivers have been complaining about summonses in the bus lanes. I'll just give you the first sentence, and that explains it, okay? The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission wishes to remind all TLC licensed drivers that they are permitted to pick up and drop off passengers at the curb in an expeditious manner in designated bus lanes. There you go.
Expeditious manner means that they shouldn't spend a lot of time in the lane, but you don't have to drive fast to get there.
That's right, and you should be as close to the curb as possible. Don't stop in the middle
of it. Okay, and one thing, driving slow gives you the best chance of avoiding an accident, no matter what else somebody else does on the road.
That's great advice. That's great advice. You can work for DOT now that you're retired.
Yeah, well, I want to give a shout-out to Tom O'Connor, who said, "Who's helping us? Who's doing something about Uber?" He thinks that nobody cares. Well, we all care. Okay, if you go to NYCTaxiNews.com, I've been posting all of the news about Uber, and in my opinion, I think that they're overdoing what needs to be done, and they should just not be so forceful. you know, aggressive in their business. And, you know, driving a New York City taxi is not easy. And how these guys could ride around with smartphones in their hand while New York City taxi drivers can't even touch a telephone, there's something to be said for that. Okay?
All right, Abe. A lot of great points, man.
You do a great show, Dave, and, you know, keep it up, and that's all I can say, you know.
Thanks for calling.
I love this industry. I've always loved it, and I will always continue to be a supporter of it.
Thank you, Abe, from Florida. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Our number here is 800-321-0710. Let's take a call from Edwin. You're live on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hello there. Yes, this is Henry.
Henry!
I'm a 20-year gypsy cab and car service veteran from Brooklyn.
All right, Henry.
And I drive a big truck. First time I heard your show, and it's great. I drive a big truck, and they cross right in front of me, just like they would you on the median, except it takes me about 400 feet to stop.
Where does this happen mostly?
Mostly this happens up here in the New York area.
Are we talking highways?
Highways.
So you not necessarily. Are you talking about actually driving over medians, or just cutting you off?
Oh, every time there's an accident in the express lanes or the local lanes, and you're on the other side, watch out because they're coming. Right across the median.
Oh, you have to take Abe's advice. And I guess drive slow. I guess doing the limit, minding my own business, that must have been too fast for the impatient guys.
Remember, last one to the cemetery wins.
I like that. Last one to the cemetery wins. I remember that bumper sticker I used to see. Speed on, brother. Hell ain't half full. That's
yep.
it.
Now, all right. Let me tell you that in 88, I could make $250 a night. By 94, it was down to 150, and by the time I got out in like 99, it was down to like 90 or 100 bucks.
So that means the Taxi and Limousine Commission did a good job stopping the gypsy cabs.
Well, I was a licensed car service car. So.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the gypsy
cab. They just put their hand in our pocket. That's all.
Some things never change, Henry. Some things never change.
But keep up the good work. I'll listen for you every time I'm up here.
All right. Thanks a lot. Right. Drive safe. And, folks, if you're going to pass a truck on the highway and it's the evening, okay, blink your lights a little bit. And blink your lights once so he knows that you're going to pass him. Isn't that like the unwritten rule?
Yeah, that's the unwritten rule. And you say thank you by blinking them after they've gotten around you.
That's it. Also keeps you much more alert. So thanks a lot for listening, and next time you're up, give us a call again.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I'll be here on the side, thanks.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710. And now, the only man I know, after 53 years of driving a yellow cab and a FHV, that's a black car, never received a summons, never was rewarded for it, although the Committee for Taxi Safety, when I ran, it did give him an award for it. Tom O'Connor, how are you?
Pretty good, Dave. Still holding up, moving along. The only thing is, nobody seems to bring it to everybody's attention, to the public's attention, about riding with Uber. They have all different prices. They vary anywhere. A $10 ride could be $40 or $50 when they get finished with you, according to the time of day, the weather, and other different situations. Demand, if the demand is there, if the price goes up. I mean, I think this thing should be brought to the public's attention. You're getting beaten every day of the week.
Hey, Frank, did you ever have that experience with Uber, or as Tom says, Uber?
No, because you know why? I won't take an Uber because I'm worried about the confrontation that's going to ensue when a $10 ride becomes $40. Until the controls are put in place to monitor that, I want no part of it. I don't trust who's behind the wheel, and I don't want to be a participant in the fact that there is no controls on pricing. If it's raining out, hey, maybe it should be $100 to go three blocks. Is that what the public wants? Because like Tom said, they need to be a little bit more boisterous as to what's going on.
I just find it sickening that when business is slow and they want to build up business because everyone in Manhattan is now in the Hamptons, they come out with this marketing tool. We're less than a yellow cab. Now, how can you be less than a yellow cab and then Friday night in the rain be four times more than your regular rate? Now, there was an article somewhere, Halloween, I forget which college, maybe up in Cornell, 9.8 times their regular fare. 10 times the regular fare. A $27 fare, $270. So I could see you getting upset, Frank, if that happened to you.
Where's the attorney general in all of this? I mean, listen, I'm avoiding it because I don't want to participate in it, and I'm worried about what a situation it could turn into. Because there's no doubt if I'm sitting in a car and a $10 ride, granted, I'll give you a little bit of latitude on a price, so maybe it goes to 15. I'm all about it. I have no problem. You pick me up, the car is clean, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? That's ridiculous. There has to be a control in place. There's got to be regulations to be enforced for pricing. You're giving a group of individuals an opportunity to fleece the public.
I'll tell you one thing, folks. Day or night, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, whether it's noon or midnight, 24 hours, 7 days a week, the cab fare doesn't change on yellow cabs. You know what the rate of fare is. It doesn't change. No surprises. It's regulated by law. So you brought up a very good point, Tom.
Well, let me say, Dave, I think it should be made public because some people are getting bills from their credit cards, and the end result is they get a shock treatment. As I say, $10 could turn out to be $40, $50. Kennedy or LaGuardia is $175, $150. Let's wake up. It's not, let's start smelling the roses. What's going on here?
Would you stop for a 6.5-foot duck in a crosswalk?
More importantly.
That's right. What are we talking about, Uber? Let's talk about this duck.
I like the duck. I happened to see him that day. I try to slow down, but the police gave me press their horns. They sort of chased me. I was going to step down or stop for a second and shake his hand. All unfortunately, right. They waved me on.
For those of you who don't know, a 6.5-foot duck was set up. There was entrapment by the Fort Lee Police Department to give pedestrian failure to yield to pedestrian summonses to drivers when the duck stepped into the crosswalk. Okay? I mean, it's a duck! It's not a pedestrian.
So, wait a minute. Was there a police officer in the duck costume?
I don't know if there was a police officer in the duck costume because it's pretty hard to write
a
summons.
What did that guy do to the chief of police to warrant drawing that duty? You're going to be the duck today. You said it.
Thanks for calling, Tom. My phone number here is 800-321-0710. When we come back, we'll do some recalls. We'll talk about license plate covers. The Verrazano toll's going up. A couple of Uber items, or Uber items, as Tom said. But I want to know, do you think police should wear cameras when they issue moving violations in Manhattan? 800-321-0710. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, and we are broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens. I just walked in 5 minutes before the show. This place is state-of-the-art, cutting edge. Come to Melrose. You can get there from here. I'm Taxi Dave, and we'll be right back. There's a silver lining sky day. Touch of the rain.
Seriously, why Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative action employer, equal housing lender.
Cause I can see her now in a tattoo jeans, bumming all the money in a record machine. Spinning like a top, should have seen it go. Oh, I knew to ride when she used to rock and roll. I knew to ride when she used to rock and roll.
I knew to ride when she used to rock and roll. How about you? You've been married a long time. You knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I'm Taxi Dave, and this radio show is brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And we're broadcasting from the Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens. A couple of recalls. Mercedes-Benz, 10,500 2015 C300 4MATICs and C400 4MATICs. There may be a problem with the steering wheel. If the sliding shaft becomes disengaged from the steering coupling socket, the driver may experience noises, steering backlash, and in a worst case, loss of steering control. That's pretty serious, loss of steering control. I want to go to the left. The car wants to go to the right. That's a problem, folks. That's why it's being recalled. And the Nissan Hybrid Propulsion System. 5,400 vehicles are being recalled. 2014 Infiniti Q50s that are hybrids and Infiniti Q70s that are hybrids. And there was a software error. The electric motor may stop working while the vehicle is being driven in the electric motor only. So the stall-like condition that occurs when the electric motor stops working is definitely going to increase your risk of a crash. There you go. Q50s, Q70s, hybrids, and Mercedes C300s and C400s. Sometimes the best cars have serious recalls also, right?
They're not immune.
Hey, Frank, you were telling me about a cab ride. You noticed something interesting in your yellow cab?
Yeah, listen. I was in the city yesterday, making my way downtown, and I caught a car.
You know, can I stop you right there?
Sure.
I love growing up in the tri-state area because everyone in the within the sound of my voice, except you guys in Australia and the Middle East, and you know, out of the tri-state area, when we say, "I was in the city the other day," we know what that means. That means that Frank was in Manhattan the other day. For some reason, the city means Manhattan. So I just wanted to clarify that, folks, because some people might be saying, what do you mean when he was in the city? Isn't he in the city now? You know, the city is Manhattan. That's what we call it. Don't ask me why, but that's what we call it. Go ahead, Frank.
Listen, when I speak, I need subtitles. It needs to be a translator. Yeah. Yes, I was in Manhattan. I went into the city. It was probably around 14th Street, and I needed to get downtown. And it's funny that I get to the corner. I'm probably around 7th Avenue or so, and I step into the crosswalk, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, you know what? This really is confusing. There's a bus lane. There's a bike lane. I'm like, where do I stand? So I stayed on the corner, didn't want to become the duck, and within a couple of seconds, and it was early in the morning, so I was surprised to catch a car that fast, so thanks for the guys that are out there early in the morning, and car pulls up, nice guy, asks me where I'm looking to go, car is clean, right away I'm doing the sniff test, everything's good, get in the car, he asked me what direction I wanted to go in, gave me a couple of options, we agreed, car
goes. Gave you a couple of what?
Gave me a couple of options.
Oh, I thought you said vodkas. Oh, never mind.
Vodkas would have been nice, but it was 7:30 in the morning, and I was going to work, not coming from. But yes, along with the subtitles that I need. Yeah, no, he gave me a couple of options, not a couple of vodkas. And, you know, it was a good ride. You know, I'm heading down. But one thing I noticed was that where the ID was, So, you know, you're sitting as a passenger, and in the upper left-hand corner of the glass, there is normally, you know, a photographed ID, right? I don't have to tell anybody, but for those of us who may be from outside of the city or Manhattan or the New York area, that's where the IDs are kept. And there was a conveniently placed paper towel over the face. And first,
so you had Scott Tissues driving you.
So Scott Tissue, or I believe it was Bounty who may have been driving me. And you know what? I didn't want to say anything. Car, you know, ride was going well, and I'm looking at this, and it could very well have been, hey, maybe he was cleaning up, and a handful of paper towels accidentally wound up behind, you know, between the glass and the ID.
Or maybe he just started working.
Or maybe he just started working. Could very listen, there's a million reasons why, and in no way, shape, or form am I suggesting that this was an intentional maneuver to, you know, disguise who the driver was. Well, but the one thing go ahead, David.
No, go ahead.
I mean, the one thing I want to say is that, number one, everybody needs to realize that you don't know who is going to get into your car. And I'm definitely not referring to me, but there could be somebody from the TLC. There could be someone from law enforcement. There could be someone who's just, you know, an individual who would want to take advantage of a misstep. And let's just call it a misstep, especially in today's age. Cell phones, cameras, this, that. That gets taken. Next thing you know, there's a beef about something. And it's just one more thing for people to complain about for the taxi industry. And I think as a whole, you know, we've all got to be extra conscious at this moment in time, because the industry is at a crossroads, to not only worry about ourselves individually, but as, again, the industry overall and drivers overall. I mean, listen, it was a great ride down. I got to tell you that when you're getting to a traffic light and kind of surfing the internet, that's a little old, and I would think everybody would be beyond that at this stage. But right. You know what? It was a great ride, and even my return trip back up, you know, great driver, clean car, you know.
Did you give him a nice tip?
30% is my usual.
You're the man.
You know what? Everybody's working hard, good, clean car. I'm a big believer in, you know what, while it was a nice day and I got access to cars pretty quickly, maybe in some way, shape, or form, on a day when it's rainy, I'll have similar luck, but... You know what, was a good ride, and,
that's,
you know.
Right. Good karma, man. Good karma.
Good karma. Hopefully it comes around, and like I said, good rides all around, but consistent in both vehicles, at traffic lights, guys are on the internet.
All right, Frank, let's see. Let's take some phone calls. Our number here is 800-321-0710. Frank, let's see what Robert has to say. You're live on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hi, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving, Lily.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
All right. Well, I remember a thing with street railways and things like that. Well, they used to have franchise rules, and they set the fare way back when it was a nickel fare. They also had the horse buses and everything else used to operate up and down Broadway. They also set the fares on them, and that originally they were like 25 cents a ride. Now, that was back in the 1830s, what have you. That's 25 cents is very expensive. But they got the service increased, the fare went down. The horse cars came along, they set the fare at that 5 cents. They did the same kind of thing later on with taxis. And they basically used the same rules they used for the franchise rules for streetcars and horse railways to the taxis. And they set it up by zones. That's how they got the mileage.
So which do you think is worse for the environment? Gasoline engines or the byproduct of horses?
Well, back then the horses contributed quite a bit, but they could recycle horse manure. As a matter of fact, Cornelius Vanderbilt made one of his first fortunes by recycling horse manure.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that. Now I can sleep well tonight. Thank you so much, Robert.
Well, the thing is that people don't, again, history's sitting in front of them, and they don't realize it's there. And the thing is, a lot of these things, by the way, back in the, before they had the yellow cabs, it used to be horse-drawn cabs. They used to have hansom cabs and the growlers, which you remember the thing in London when you used to have the two-seater cabs, you know. Yeah, they had them in New York, too. And that's how they got started with that, and the horse cabs were painted black back then. And there's a picture, there's a painting of a horse car lineup, I think in the Museum of City, New York, where you can see the old horse cabs. And four-wheelers and two-wheelers. And that's,
right.
Again, people
Robert,
are real.
Every time you call, you are filled with such great information, you know, from another era that people just don't know. I won't tell anyone that you're 175 years old.
Oh, I'll be here. The thing is, I love my
history. You like that one, huh? Yes,
yeah,
you do.
Know what it is.
Well, keep informing our listeners, and thanks for listening and calling Taxi Dave's radio show.
Sandra, thank you very much,
next.
Sir.
Sandra, you're next on Taxi Dave's show.
Hi, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Sandra.
So I have two things. I have a good Uber story, and I have a bad Uber story. However, I do want to say one thing, and that surge pricing is not a surprise. So if you choose to take an Uber cab, for instance, you know, it's raining on a Friday night, and you're trying to make it down to the theater, and you have to make it down there, you call. It gives you a choice. Do you want to spend extra for this cab? And you say yes. And I think you have to press accept twice. So you're not going to get a statement or anything at the end of the month or whenever you get your bills and be surprised. That was one thing I did want to say. So I have to say that in favor of. However,
What's the bad story?
I happened to be in Washington with my daughter a few weeks ago. And, of course, everybody, oh, yeah, we'll get an Uber. Okay, fine. Of course, in Washington, which I think is very different than New York, the reason why Uber is very important is because they say that the taxi drivers there kind of take you around in a circle if you don't know any better. However, on this particular day, a woman shows up, very nice, very clean car, completely lost. She had absolutely no clue where she was going, and in fact, was in Washington driving for Uber from Baltimore. She had no clue.
Well, here's something that most people don't know. The taxi schools, 2 days a week, are bombarded with an extra 30 to 40 drivers. All of those drivers come from Uber because they have either taken people the wrong way or overcharged them, probably by accident. But I love the guy who told my friend who was going for a course to get a hack license that, yeah, this guy said, I don't know what he was so upset about. I ended up taking the Lincoln Tunnel by accident. And we ended up in Jersey. What was the big deal? So we just came back, you know. But those... I totally get it. I totally understand what you're saying. Just to let the folks know, there's an 80-hour course that's required. There's a test that's required to drive a yellow cab, and geography is taught in the school. To drive other vehicles, like an Uber, you get a FHV license. Yes, you're fingerprinted. Yes, you go for a drug test. But there's no schooling, no official schooling.
Right.
So... that's where someone, and I don't know how someone from Baltimore can go to Washington. I know it's close. I don't know where I'm going.
Right. She had no clue. And apparently whatever GPS system you are given by Uber when you become a GPS or when you become a driver, apparently that GPS system is not necessarily correct maybe all of the time, because we were actually watching it on the map. And my daughter was like, no, absolutely not. Turn around. I mean, she was nice, like I said, and she was pleasant, but she had no clue, which I have to say, my experience with New York City cab drivers is they take you sometimes and you're like, wow, I had no clue how to do that.
Sandra,
so
thank you.
They do know where they are.
Thank you for calling. You're a great caller, and I'm proud to have you as a listener to my radio show, Taxi Dave's radio show.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a good one. Bye.
A couple of emails at taxihale@AOL.com, taxihale@AOL.com. Steve says, not only cops should have wearable video cameras, but all New York City cabs should be equipped with security cameras. So much is happening in the front of New York City cabs, well as inside, in front of cabs as well as inside cabs. And then we have Mr. Sphere, hello, I'd like to mention something very important about taxi trips. About 7-8 years ago, taxis during 12-hour shifts booked 45 trips a day. Now, on a daily basis, 14-hour shifts, we book about 25 to 30 trips with hard work. We're earning a lot less money because of the competition, the stupid traffic rules and regulations. It's not helping the taxi industry. DOT should flow the traffic to ease up the traffic. All right. Thank you for contacting us. And Abe from Florida, I forgot. Can you explain that NYC Taxi News is all one word? We had Abe on from Florida. If you want taxi news from New York City, go to nyctaxinews.com. One word, nyctaxinews.com on the Internet. Some of you might have heard of the Internet. Frank, have you heard of the Internet?
Yeah, that's where that big yellow duck was in Fort Lee.
Yeah, I think there's a net there. Michael, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hi, David, and I'm sorry to hear about your mother-in-law.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. David, before I drove a taxi, I drove a black car, and I did check, actually, this week, any driver that works for a black car must be registered with the base, and he has to take a letter from the base to renew his license.
That's correct.
Right. But so Uber comes to the scenery, a company that a driver that can work for another company and work with them, for them. So in other words, they're taking drivers from other company without papers, like the rule apply to the other company. So the rule doesn't apply to them.
So are you? What are you saying? That they use the rules as a convenience when it's
so, like, say, if I wanna work for ABC company, a limousine, I have to take my papers that I'm registered with that base in order for me to get my hack license. But with Uber, you don't have to do that. You can get your license not registered with, you know, registered with any company and still working for them.
Uber, so the what I've heard. Mike owns six bases, from what I've heard. Yet, when you get a call, you don't get a call from the base. You get a call from the atmosphere, from Uber, from technology, from satellites, from the airwaves, with GPS, with your cell phone. Enough of, not to mention distractions. But I understand what you're saying. And, you know, what you're saying is it's not fair, basically. Is that correct?
Yeah, yes, it is not fair, and they're stealing jobs not only from the yellow cab, they're stealing jobs from the other black car company, and they have advantage of stealing drivers from other companies, basically driving them out of business. The same rules that apply to us and to black cars should apply to Uber, and anybody wants to work for Uber, fine, but he can only work for Uber and not anybody else.
Understood. And that was part of what was going on at the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission meeting last week. The Uber rules on that very subject, Michael. It's a very touchy subject, and you hit right on it.
And
so,
just, David, one more thing. I know you probably have other callers. During Sandy, I was the last driver to leave Manhattan. I was working in Manhattan. There was only Michael and some Chinese guys making deliveries on bicycle until a cop stopped me and said, son, go home. I couldn't charge one extra penny to a customer other than what the meter said.
You're
on
talking
that
about
day.
During Hurricane Sandy 2 years ago?
Yes. However, Uber can come, and just because they want, they can charge two or three times or four times, whatever they feel like it at different times of the day or different events. So it's not fair. If that's the case, why shouldn't we charge also two or three times from 4 to 8 when there's no cabs?
You know, Michael, there's documented thousands of free yellow cab rides during the 9/11 experience here in New York some time ago. Documented free rides, thousands of them, okay? Not charging 10 times or 4 times or 5 times. What can we get just to pad our pockets? But actually, people who care and help other New Yorkers. I'm not saying that they don't care. I'm sure there are people who care, too. Anyway, Mike, thanks for listening to Taxi Dave's radio show. I do appreciate it. Another email from taxihale@AOL.com. Yes, the police should wear cameras when they issue summonses because the camera doesn't lie. And if Uber can double or triple the fare, why can't taxi drivers do the same? Oh, so you got two in one there with that note. Let's see what else we got cooking over here. Wait. Technology, folks, takes a little bit of time. Okay, we read that. We're up to date with our emails. Bert, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
David, thank you, and sorry about your mother-in-law, and happy Thanksgiving. And one of the things myself and the whole industry, of course, should be thankful for, Dave, is all the work that you do on a weekly basis with Frank and, you know, bringing attention to everything about the taxi industry.
Did you ever see a 6.5-foot duck?
I had, Dave, but what I wanted to address, I did. Actually, I've seen a 10-foot duck. Actually, Dave, what I wanted to address is what Frank discussed before about somebody that put a paper towel over the license. While Frank might have wanted to give the benefit of the doubt to the driver.
Can you just back off the phone a little bit?
How about now, Dave?
Much better.
Is it better?
Much better. Go ahead.
Okay, what I wanted to address was, while Frank wanted to give the driver the benefit of the doubt that it was an accident, it's been my experience as an investigator for the insurance company, for Hereford Insurance, that it's important to note when somebody covers up their license. Now, I wouldn't mention it to the driver while you're in the middle of a trip, because, you know, you never want to say anything negative to a driver or say something that you think he's suspicious of doing anything wrong, because you don't know how they're going to react, and you're sitting in the back of the cab, and, you know, you're at their will, at their mercy, so you don't want to say anything. But the reason why I say that is that there are many drivers who might have a suspended license, who might not have a hack license. They're using their friend's license. They're using their other family member's license. And they don't want, you know, to look at the picture. And then you realize it's not them. So it is important that you do note that the proper picture should go with, the ID of the driver. And it should not be covered up.
There you go. Listen, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And Bert, thanks as always for listening to Taxi Dave's radio show and for participating. You know, listen, Bert is an investigator for an insurance company. Hey, any interesting stories you can tell us without getting into trouble?
Well, I don't want to tell you too much detail, but I can tell you this. You know, as an insurance company investigator, if you have any claims, make sure you're being honest with the insurance company, because if you're not being honest, we may not find out the first day, but eventually we're going to find out, and insurance fraud is punishable by, you know, an arrest.
Gotcha.
Thanks a lot,
Dave. Thank you.
Okay, good night. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Venezia. And we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studio, state-of-the-art, cutting edge, in Briarwood, Queens. We'll be right back.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Man buys a ticket for a magical mystery tour. He knows what to expect. We guarantee him the trip of a lifetime, and that's just what he gets: the incredible magical mystery tour.
The same rate of fare, 24/7. No magical mystery tours. You know what you're getting when you get into a yellow cab. Hey Frank, did you hear that story about Uber's vice president, this guy, Emil Michael, was in the Daily News, and he was at a dinner, and I don't know if this was an off-the-cuff comment, an off-the-record comment, on-the-record comment, but whatever. The guests were talking about, you know, Uber and combating negative press, and this guy said that, you know, well, maybe they'll spend $1 million, or they could spend $1 million to hire a team to discredit the journalists covering them. So, whether, you know, that gives you a little bit of background, you know, as to the attitudes here. Listen.
Yeah, they talk about the tone at the top.
I'm not the Pope, all right? And there's good and bad in every industry. But this industry has been saying all along, there's enough out there for everybody. Just regulate everyone and make it a level playing field. All right? There are others who are saying, we're going to destroy those guys. We're better than them. You know?
It's probably built into his business plan. You know what? He does. It's unlike the transportation industry and the drivers and the taxi industry in New York that is built into the fabric of New York City, not just the city, but Manhattan. I don't think Uber has the same game plan. I think it's a slash and dash. You know what? If he's making comments like that, it's a very bad top-down thought process.
You know, there's all this stuff coming out. I don't want to get into it. But I'll tell you, I will get into everything. If I start reading about negative press about me and my family, then I will definitely get into it a lot heavier. Do we have Dave? You're next on Taxi Dave's radio show. We lost Dave, so let's take Michael. You're on Taxi.
Hey, Taxi Dave. Great show. I'm kind of like an evangelist for this whole handheld dispatching thing. Now, because here's the thing. I mean, I saw like yellow cabbies getting hit right and left for cell phone tickets, but these handheld dispatching devices, apparently, I don't know how it works specifically, but I think the ping comes out into the handheld cell phone, and it floods the area where the cars are, so it's almost like throwing a knife in the middle of the floor. It's like the first guy to respond gets the job, and everybody has to slam on their brakes and weave to the curb so they can respond right away. And it's like a cartoon. I feel like I'm losing my mind with this handheld dispatching. I'm just wondering when the TLC is going to crack down on handheld dispatching, because it's somebody's going to get killed. Maybe somebody's going to get killed again. Let's put it that way.
Have you seen them handheld, Mike, or do you see them on the dashboards where they press a button?
Here's the thing. They're supposed to be mounted on the dashboard in like a little slat or something,
right.
But these guys do it like Joe Cool style, where they got one hand on the wheel and the other hand on the phone, and they're trying to hide the phone, so they're looking down away from the road with one hand on the wheel. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
And how many times have you had to hit the brake?
I missed that last part. What did you say?
How many times have you had to avoid vehicles that were doing that?
Oh, this I'd say this is like just me on Fifth Avenue during the rush hour. I'd say it's like a good 3 or 4 times within the 48 rush, because these are like surge calls coming out. So you had a guy trying to get basically $40 for a $12 job if he gets the dispatch right away. So it's a whole incentive for these guys just to stop whatever they're doing, slam on the brakes, and respond. I mean, at what point does the TLC become the TLC for everybody?
All right, man. Listen, you always bring up great points, Mike. You really do. Did you miss us last week?
Yes, I did. No comment on the other show, but they, you know, I know Taxi Dave, and they ain't no Taxi Dave.
Oh, you're the best, Mike.
Listen, right, thanks, I gotta get out.
Thanks for calling. Are you at JFK now?
No, I'm in the unloved borough of Staten Island. They got to start treating Staten Island a little better. I got an $80 job from Kennedy. And then I went to get coffee, and the same guy hopped in for another $12 going down the road. So bizarre world in full effect.
Wow, there you go. You got a street hail in Staten Island. I love it.
No, JFK to Staten Island. I'll bring up the speed during the week. Don't you worry.
Okay, thanks.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
So long. So long. Another email. Let's see. Cameras are one of the best eyewitnesses. Without that, cops or anyone else can just make up stories to what actually did happen or what didn't happen. Security cameras made New York City much safer over the years, and that's why not only do cabs need them inside, but police should use them for writing moving violations. Well said. Thank you for the email. TaxiHale@AOL.com, 800-321-0710. So, we had asked, should police wear cameras to issue moving violations? I haven't heard from law enforcement. Is that over the top? Is it over the top? Is it too much to ask? I'm telling you, blue-collar workers, cab drivers, career drivers, guys who put their families through school, save money to buy a home after working 10, 20, 30 years, are coming in to me and saying, Dave, never got a ticket. I got three this week. What's going on? I wish I knew what's going on. You asked about the Attorney General, Frank, and what's the Attorney General doing regarding, I forgot what issue you were talking about.
We were talking about pricing.
Right. Well, what he did was, this was an article in the Daily News from Ken Lovett, and the title is, Schneiderman has written to TLC to oppose a proposed regulation that would make it more difficult for Uber and Lyft to dispatch each other's drivers and those from livery and black car companies. Anyway, I want to thank all our listeners, all our callers. We will be back next week. I'm Taxi Dave. Thank you, Frank. Melrose, you can get there from here. Don't forget it. Melrose Credit Union. And, man, I missed this show after 1 week, but I got to go now. Hey, Taxi! You got to go!
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR.